This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. The Illinois Supreme Court heard arguments Thursday from Alan Beeman, who is trying to sue police in Normal for their role in his wrongful conviction. The Rockford man served 13 years out of the 50-year sentence for the murder of Jennifer Lockmiller, an Illinois State University student and former girlfriend. The courts have granted him a certificate of innocence, and former Governor Pat Quinn pardoned him in 2015. Beeman says police in the town of Normal conspired to frame him after the 1993 murder by withholding a suspect's polygraph test from evidence and by not truthfully reporting other details of the investigative process. Beeman's now married, has kids, and is a design engineer. After the oral arguments in Springfield, IPR's Daisy Contreras caught up with him.
You know, I try not to read judges' minds. I try to let them be themselves and wait to see what they have to say. You know, this case is bigger than me. It's about what kind of state we want to be and whether we want to tolerate official misconduct.
And right now we're standing outside the steps of the Illinois Supreme Court. You're back in Springfield. What is your mission here today?
My mission is accountability. My mission is to, I think I told you before, that this is about what kind of state we want to be and whether we want to tolerate misconduct or whether we want to hold government accountable and to, you know, I would like to live in a country where we can have faith in law enforcement. And I feel like when government agents walk away from something like this without consequence, it diminishes our faith in law enforcement and it damages their ability to do their job because of that negative image. And when people see accountability and perceive that there is a real stake in this for everyone, I think that restores some of that credibility.
It's been 25 years since this case started, and you know, you served 13 years for something you didn't do. What has life been for you since you left prison, and how has it been for you acclimating back to society?
I'll say I'm not done yet. I don't know if I'll ever. I don't know if you'll ever get 13 years of prison out of me. How it has shaped me, how it has made me different, and how it has impacted me personally. Adjustment is a daily process. I have struggles with being a little bit institutionalized still after 10 years, and the challenge is to be as positive about this as I can, and I try not to dwell on things I can't control or things I can't change. And the best thing for me to do is to live as good a life as I can and appreciate the gift I've been given of that second chance and to try to pursue accountability to make sure this doesn't happen to somebody else.
Depending on what ends up happening after this, what message do you want to give to people who were in your situation or who are in your situation and they don't know what to do or who to turn to?
You know, that's a can of worms. You know, the best thing I can say in a shorter conversation is that, you know, someone in that situation has to be aggressive. They have to be positive. They have to pray and fight, and they can't give up.
Alan Beeman was wrongfully convicted of murder in 1993. He spoke with IPR's Daisy Contreras. Beeman is suing police in Normal for their role in his conviction. Police say they were simply doing their jobs, and if denied, they conspired against him. They say the Supreme Court should not consider opening the door for more lawsuits against law enforcement. There is no timetable for the High Court to issue an opinion.